Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, March 23rd, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And wild and dystopic doesn't begin to describe what's happening. Beyond Orwellian, as some people have observed. Speaking of the phrase beyond Orwellian, which is, you know, extremely hyperbolic, some folks have talked about the London Real video, the interview with David Icke, and while I don't usually point to David Icke as a source for anything, that interview, David Icke, the truth behind the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19 lockdown, and the economic crash, is a, it's pretty spot on. So that premiered last week, last Thursday, I believe, Wednesday. And so I have posted that on the rwr.com. It's actually pinned to the top under the title, Watch This, E-H-E-R-W-R.com. And it's all in there. I mean, and there's a disclaimer in the post, you know, for the usual reasons. Information, when one begins to explore the things that David Icke has said over the years, you know, you start to lose people, obviously. And as some folks note, like on Twitter and so forth, just because someone posts something doesn't mean they fully endorse it. You're supposed to, you know, apply your own level of scrutiny, and so same rules apply here. But it's it's informative, I think, and he touches on the technocratic economic order. I don't think anyone's done more of a job of talking about the new international economic order than Patrick Wood, this technocratic thing. People don't understand. We don't comprehend. Even if we're having, you know, socialist or fascist conversations, which is better, you know, capitalism, socialism, fascism, we're still talking about something that has sort of capitalistic roots, if that makes sense. And you know, that doesn't set aside the issue that we haven't had a system that hasn't been completely contrived and manipulated for well over 100 years. But still, those conversations are sort of rooted in capitalism, if you will. And what we are rushing toward headlong into now that people don't realize, and vampires do what vampires do, you know. So the Fed, I was looking at the stories this morning, you know, all the stops have come out now, and the Fed's going to loan people who can't afford to, you know, borrow. We're going to just third world status as quickly as possible. So David Icke, you know, talking about the technocratic economic order that they intend to impose on the world. And, you know, we've been hearing about this stuff for a long time. They have really been pressing increasingly to move in this direction. David in Wisconsin sent me this morning, you know, the video that I just mentioned, and Prince Charles speaking at the World Economic Forum earlier this year, and it's that just weird language. Doesn't make any sense unless you have their cipher. And I mean, they're being very direct and plain in their Machiavellian, you know, sinister Orwellian doublespeak. But, you know, most of us would listen to that and think, what in the world? He's not saying anything. What is he saying? But, you know, getting to, you know, carbon zero, decarbonization, what does that mean? It means, and it's just an obvious veiled guise to kill a bunch of people. And because you keep coming back to these logical arguments. Now, if we learn in school, or at least we used to, prior to Common Core and all this other nonsense, that the plants actually like the carbon dioxide. It's an amazing, brilliant system that can handle all of that. So maybe we should just plant another tree or two. But oh no, they have an answer for that too, because they've been at this for a long time. And so what he said sounds a lot like what, you know, it's just chapter and verse from the Club of Rome's Limits to Growth and the First Global Revolution. Man is the new enemy. Before I get going, so this technocratic economic order is resource-based, and that's why I don't think people fully comprehend, you know, that's what all of the, like the video games, you know, you can get these little credits. You get credits for life credits and this credits and that credit. We've been groomed on that, a credit-based kind of a system. And I'm not just talking about lending. Somebody issues you, you know, like I mentioned last week, according to the technocratic movement, and this information has been around for a long time, technocrats' plan is to impose the scientific operation of the social mechanism, the scientific social engineering and operation of the entire social mechanism. What does that mean? Well, you can't do anything in society. You can't do anything, go anywhere, buy anything. Well, you don't buy anything anymore in this system anyway, but you can't acquire, or I guess it would be more like, you know, borrow or use for a time anything without these credits and certificates. Technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. And that's what, you know, envisage is their term. And but you know what? The blockchain will save us all. I saw another article for that this weekend. Secure identities, you know, distributed, it's decentralized. Yeah, come on, stop it. Seriously, what a joke. What a joke. So before I get going this morning, and there's a lot, but like James Corbett said, anything that we talk about these days is immediately outdated. That's how I feel. I feel swamped, you know, like my bow's underwater. It's pretty interesting. Interesting times indeed. So, Machiavelli's The Prince. Let's see. And let's see, from the beginning, is it chapter one? How many kinds of principality there are, and the ways in which they are acquired. All states, all the dominions under his authority, men will have lived in the past and live now, have been and are either republics or principalities. Principalities are hereditary, with their prince's family long established as rulers, or they are new. The new are completely new, as was for Milan and Francesco Sforza, or they are like limbs joined to the hereditary state of the prince who acquires them, as the kingdom of Naples in relation to the king of Spain. Dominions so acquired are accustomed to be under a prince or used to freedom. A prince wins them either with arms or arms of others or with his own, either by fortune or by prowess. So that's chapter one. Chapter two, hereditary principalities. I shall leave out any discussion of republics since I discussed them at length on another occasion. I shall deal only with the principality, and I shall follow the order set out above and debate how these principalities can be governed and maintained. And those who hear the word principality verse in the Bible probably think of passages like Ephesians chapter 6. I know I do. But chapter 9, the constitutional principality. Constitutional principality. This last little bit, let's see, where should we jump in? Principalities, usually this is the end of chapter 9, constitutional principalities. Principalities usually come to grief when the transition is being made from limited power to absolutism. Princes take this step, rule either directly or through magistrates. In the latter case, their position is weaker and more dangerous because they rely entirely on the will of those citizens who have been put in office. And these, especially in times of adversity, can very easily depose them, either by positive action against them or by not obeying them. And when danger comes, the prince has no time to seize absolute authority, but the citizens and subjects accustomed to taking orders from the magistrates will not take them from him in a crisis. In disturbed times also, men whom the prince can trust will be hard to find. So such a prince cannot rely on what he has experienced in times of tranquility, when the citizens have need of his government. When things are quiet, everyone dances attendance. Everyone makes promises, and everybody would die for him so long as death is far off. But in times of adversity, when the state has need of its citizens, there are few to be found. And this test of loyalty is all the more dangerous since it can be made only once. Therefore, a wise prince must devise ways by which his citizens are always and in all circumstances dependent on him and on his authority. And when they will always be faithful to him. Yeah, well, I guess it gets back to that better to be, which is it, better to be loved or feared, better be to be feared than loved, according to Machiavelli. So loyalty is one of those words that we need to define terms on. But, you know, before there was the Fabian Society and, you know, all of this kind of nonsense, there was Machiavelli. And this idea, doesn't that kind of summarize the socialist push, the freedom from need, freedom from want? Wise prince must devise ways by which his citizens are always and in all circumstances dependent on him and on his authority. So we're seeing that. We're seeing lots of weird things. Talk about some and some specifics today. And if the language couldn't get any, as if the language couldn't get any more Orwellian, CBS has a, what is it called? Climate gentrification documentary? What on earth? What on earth does that even mean? Climate gentrification documentary? Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
When you were here before, I couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
welcome back. You know, echoes of 1929, you think of the suicides that we heard about and stuff. Pauly St. George mentioned, I mean, who wasn't thinking you could expect to see suicides out of this? I mean, things shut down. Everything in this rat race is running. I mean, it's a junkie society. It relies on the next fix or the next hit. Everything. And there are things that are being done right now, you know, the stimulus nonsense, like I said last week, that's just a way to absolutely crush the American economy. Kind of like all of this lending. The Fed is pulling out all the stops. I think it was a New York Post article I saw this morning. I'll find that. But, you know, man jumps to his death. That's New York Post, speaking of the Post. Just crazy stuff. I mean, is that? So there was the chloroquine discussion. I think we should play the Del Bigtree clip on that because he, you know, like he said, they broke that story, I believe. And when you actually listen to the background, you know, you get the background that Del Bigtree provides. You say, well, why aren't we having this conversation? And so that's already, I mean, this stuff is coming like in real time, basically. New York Post runs the headline a couple of days ago. Trump urges Americans to take game-changing drug cocktail to fight coronavirus. And then The Hill runs this story this morning. Nigeria issues warning for drug touted by Trump after overdoses. Where's the other one? CNN. Nigeria records chloroquine poisoning after Trump endorses it for coronavirus treatment. How many people are going to see the CNN headline versus how many people heard what Del Bigtree said about it and know who Stanley Plotkin is and know who the other guy, the French dude. I want to say Foucault, but obviously not. Anyway. So, how many people are going to know what they're looking at when they see the CNN headline? Nigeria records chloroquine poisoning after Trump endorses it for coronavirus treatment. What are we going to do? Meanwhile, anyway, and where is that other? Is it this one? The language. So, you know, just real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. I mean, there were all those stories a couple weeks ago. What was it, 2 weeks ago? No, it was last week. All those stories, you know, the heavy. NSC says a national quarantine text message rumor is fake. By the way, the National Security Council was represented, weren't they, at the Event 201, right? It was what's her name, right? Yeah. Avril Haines, Columbia, Johns Hopkins, CIA, National Security Advisor, well, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor, National Security Council at Georgetown University. She's like University of Chicago. Holy cow. It's the female version of Henry Kissinger. Wow. So I think this was the story. So you had all these stories that were, you know, and the NSC is supposedly coordinating anything or everything. Anyway, New York Post ran this story last week. NSC says rumors of national quarantine are fake, capital F-A-K-E, fake, last week. But then New York Post runs this article. This is terrifying language. Story is New York City coronavirus death toll reaches 99. What's the population in greater New York? It's what, 10, 11 million, something like that, around there. 8, 9, 10, depending on who you ask. Not that any deaths are, you know, I'm not one of those people. It's unacceptable. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, mortality is a fact of life. And so, anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Cases are skyrocketing. The hockey stick is in full effect. Anyway, whatever. Not really. We'll go to the phones in a second. First, this story, though. So again, you know, just the Orwellian nature of the language. Hashtag apart together says it all. I mean, that just really kind of says where we're at. The vacuous nature of everything, the Orwellian, upside down and backwards, you know, hashtag apart together. it's awful. It makes my skin crawl. I feel like I need to wash my mouth out. I've been profane. I apologize. So it's not a national quarantine. You just can't go anywhere or leave your house or be around people. And as folks have mentioned, you know, what better way to keep folks from gathering, you know, whether it's been color revolution around the world or not, keep people from assembling together to demand a redress of any sort of nature. I can't think of the other examples, but this story first. So, you know, NSC says rumors of national quarantine are fake. So it's not a national quarantine, but then this story, I guess that'd be a week later. That was the 16th. This story was published yesterday, less than a week later. New York City coronavirus death toll reaches 99. You don't get it from the headline, obviously, but listen to this story. It's a short article. Listen to this language. Terrifying. The deadly strain of coronavirus wreaking havoc across the world. Well, not exactly yet, anyway. Let me look. 35,000 cases in America, 473. That's, yeah. So, I mean, if we can trust the official numbers, because again, even Fraulein Birx said that, you know, we're going to find out subsequently that cases have been overreported and underreported. So even the Trump task force is telling us, and Fauci said the same thing. Continuing. The deadly strain of coronavirus wreaking havoc across the world has taken the lives of 99 patients in the Big Apple as of Sunday night, officials said. City Hall released new figures that showed 36 more fatalities since a tally from earlier in the day. In that same period, the number of people in the city that have been confirmed to be infected with the virus jumped from 9,600 to 10,764. At least 1,800 people in the city are hospitalized as of Sunday night, with 450 of them in ICU. Brooklyn has seen the most cases. Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island. And I, you know, we've talked recently, and so it's interesting. First you have to do this. First you have to set the stage, right? Problem and hysteria, and then you say, and then the solution is, this is what we're doing because, you know, obviously this, and so you get people whipped up into a frenzy. It's interesting that this area, you know, the five boroughs area, is something that we've talked about a lot in recent, I guess, months, and I don't know, the past several months. And there are little pockets of you know, anti-vaxxers. Folks who, you know, are not on board, and that's a whole, you know, ball of wax we won't get into right now, but I think it's interesting that that just seems to be a convenient coincidence. So first you get people whipped up into a frenzy, and then this. The updated city cases came as Mayor Bill de Blasio said Sunday night. He spoke with President Trump about requested federal aid in the form of medical supplies and military assistance to help the city's coronavirus response. De Blasio speaking on CNN tonight, Don Lemon said he was pleased with the call. Where is it? I don't think this is not what I'm looking for. Anyway, I'll find the other thing. In the meantime, we'll go to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. I kind of chuckled when you mentioned the term climate change gentrification.
That's the CBS News. It's called Climate Gentrification Documentary. CBS.
Yeah, we've seen the use of the word gentrification in recent decades for urban renewal, when like poor folks in a rough neighborhood can't keep their houses anymore or something, and they sell them, and then so somebody buys them up and sinks a bunch of money in them, but they're not flipping it. So we've actually seen, you know, rough neighborhoods gradually turned into gentrified neighborhoods. And,
right.
You know, rents go up. But this idea of you know, displacement of one thing, you know, for the middle class wealthy. And I just, you know, climate change, gentrification seems to me like, you know, leftist term, a bunch of lefties, you know, with their virtual signaling and their language, just affirming the climate change agenda. You know, just to picture the lefties all jumping on board to gentrify the message, you know, and hopes of recruiting the middle class into it and blindly accepting it. But the other thing I wanted to mention was you were talking about Machiavelli and the prince and this fiat being, you know, having devotion, you know, or obedience through either fear or love. Well, let's not forget, Jesus, who will eventually be a, you know, monarch on earth, he said to fear God, you know. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. He said to fear him. Don't fear him who can kill the body, and after that can do nothing more, to fear him who can cast body and soul into hell. And, but God is just and merciful. Some would say that you know, therefore, loving God is sort of a Stockholm syndrome kind of thing. But, you know, when we fear God and confess our sins and submit to his justice and mercy, you also realize the goodness of God and end up loving God. So the fear of God may be the beginning of wisdom, but the love of God is the end of wisdom because he's worthy. The big difference between God and an earthly dictator is that God is just, merciful, and worthy, you know. You know, so you still have this issue of fearing the monarch. It's not totally, it's not absent. You know, and we could speak of the kingdom of God. You know, but I couldn't help thinking of that the fear versus love as a motivation is applicable.
Yeah,
it's just that Machiavelli uses it in a carnal, earthly, manipulative sense. But anyway, that's all I really called about.
Right on.
But just got back from the supermarket. They didn't have toilet paper, but they had some ground beef, and people are behaving very politely and nicely. And, you know, I said recently when I've been out, I haven't heard anyone even so much as cough or anything like that, you know. So that's interesting. And, My company sent me a PDF attachment to print out as a sign to put in the window of my car that identifies me as healthcare essential personnel. So that if they do clamp down on driving, I should be able to go to and from work without being pulled over and tasered.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I haven't even printed it out because I'm hoping and suspecting it won't even be necessary. So, anyway, all right, sir. Well, that's all I had.
Well, hopefully things continue, uneventfully in the city of brotherly love.
Well, it's ramping up, but nothing like New York. I mean, they're turning the Javits Center, great big convention show center, into a hospital.
Yep.
And, I don't know.
New York Post
seems
to be featured this morning. Coronavirus in New York. Cuomo calls for Javits Center hospitals as cases hit 15,168. Anyway, yeah, and that image. Members of the 369th Sustainment Brigade of the 53rd Troop Command of the New York National Guard outside of Jacob Javits Center.
Sustainment? It sounds like they slip that in instead of logistics or something like that. You know, typically, military would talk about logistics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway, so I kind of agree with what the one fellow on John Moore's show was saying. If this goes too long, the effects of the economic damage done to the economy could end up being ultimately becoming a worse health hazard or worse hazard than. And the virus itself.
I don't think there's any doubt that's what's intended. Anybody paying attention can see that coming. You know, the Fed talking, all of these articles that I saw this morning, Reuters has some interesting stuff. Coronavirus aid bill includes $3,000 for families, $4 trillion liquidity for Fed, according to Mnuchin. But where was the one article that I saw with just the, you know, Fed makes aggressive move to back corporate debt markets. There's the Wall Street Journal, CNBC. Federal Reserve just pledged asset purchases with no limit to support markets. And the language that's being used is, you know, again, it will launch a barrage of programs aimed at helping markets function more efficiently, but it's all just more loans. You know, other initiatives included an unspecified lending program for Main Street businesses. So there's that, but here's this other deal. Ogletree Deacons, President Trump signs the family's first coronavirus response act, small business last, you might as well call it the small business last coronavirus response act, or, you know, perfectly good crisis. Maybe we could call it the small business crushing perfectly good crisis act. Well, serious crisis, you don't want to go to waste. So Wednesday, last Wednesday, the House passed the family's first coronavirus response act by a vote of 90-8. Trump signed it the same day. Next up is the phase three stuff that we've been hearing about. But this act includes, and so the reason that I mentioned the David Icke video, a couple of specific reasons. One was the technocratic economic order that's resource-based. People don't understand, you know, carbon credit kind of stuff. And you'll get a chit. You'll get a distribution certificate from the technate. And that's how you can, you know, you don't buy or sell anything anymore. And he was talking about how these people want to crush small business and they want to have the world ruled by this interlocking conglomerate of multinational mega corporations. So think about that with this in mind. So from the Family's First Coronavirus Response Act, what does it do? Well, it creates paid leave provisions. Small business is on the hook for it. The paid leave structure, according to Ogletree Deacons, of the legislation is designed to achieve the following three bullet points. Require small employers, those with fewer than 500 employees, to provide emergency paid sick leave and family leave to employees grappling with the impact of COVID-19. That's horrifying to small business owners. Not to help employees, but the burden that comes along with that in a moment where you have nothing coming in. How are you going to do that? In order to avoid burdening these small employers, the Act caps the amounts to be paid to employees in addition to making them 100% reimbursable via tax credits. Oh, isn't that nice? So after you've crushed my business, maybe sometime next year or next quarter or exactly when? And last, there are no obligations on employers with 500 or more employees. Isn't that nice? But there will be political and popular pressure on such employers to provide paid leave voluntarily. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this effectively crushes small business.
Right. Right, exactly. So, it's like readily evident, you know, but I don't know. I guess then enough people won't catch on to it. But I know certainly the average talk radio listener seems to be catching on to it.
Yeah.
You know. But, in terms of all this social distancing and everything, you know, if people eventually, you know, become cynical and non-compliant, I don't see them being able to enforce it, you know, with water cannons and tasers and stuff like that.
Okay, now that gets to another point. I'm glad you brought that up because there's been some controversy. And by the way, I want to say, you know, when I made the remarks I made about Derek Brose, whenever it was, last week or the week before, within the last 2 weeks, I said, you know, he kind of strikes me as controlled opposition. That was maybe premature, maybe not. It's sort of a hunch that's been lingering, but I'm going to withdraw that statement for the time being and say that, you know, in these crazy times, we need to stick together regardless. And so what I'm getting at is, you know, I mentioned that Dana Ashley, speaking of, you know, that conversation that James Corbett and Derek Brose had, Dana Ashley's video sort of came under particular scrutiny for saying, you know, I mean, it seems like what she was trying to say was taken out of context. And I don't want to speak for anyone, not her, not either one of them, but there was... Well, stick around. We'll be right back.
TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him.
Final segment. So what I was saying in simple terms, you know, there's been this controversy, you know, particularly over the 5G stuff. And I'm not sure exactly why or whatever, but, you know, to your point, Glenn, one of the things that I've been thinking about is, you know, you said, you know, 3,000, to sort of rephrase what you said, 3,000 National Guard troops, 3,333, what a fun number. Couldn't possibly control, you know, the couldn't quell civil unrest, etc. Well, how many folks are aware of, you know, the ADS system, the active denial systems that the military has developed over the years? And there was the Harper's article, and this is not a new subject. Harper's article by Ando Arike that, you know, began with the 60 Minutes piece. He said, you know, not long ago, viewers of CBS's 60 Minutes were treated to an intriguing bit of political theater when in a story they called the Pentagon's Ray Gun, a crowd of what seemed to be angry protesters confronted a Humvee with a sinister-looking dish antenna on its roof, waving placards that read, "World Peace, Love for All, Peace Not War, and Oddly Hug Me." The crowd in reality was made up of U.S. soldiers play acting for the camera at a military base in Georgia, shouting, "Go home." They threw what looked like tennis balls at uniformed comrades. Uniformed comrades. Creating a scenario soldiers might encounter in Iraq, explained correspondent David Martin. Angry protesters advancing on American troops who have to choose between backing down or opening fire. Fortunately, and this is the point of the story, there is now another option demonstrated when the camera cut to the Humvee where the ray gun operator was lining up the protesters or aiming at, you know, in his crosshairs. Martin narrated, "He squeezes off a blast. The first shot hits them like an invisible punch. The protesters regroup and he fires again and again. Finally, they have had enough. The ray gun drives them away with no harm done." And this psychological operation, you know, there are folks, I mean, there is, the military's done the research that this is actually more influential than killing people in some instances. Has more of a gelding and inuring effect. So anyway, how many people know about the less than lethal systems and the active denial systems that the military has at its disposal? And are the things, if there is retrofitting going on right now, are the ADS systems part of that? That was what my speculation was. Stick around, we'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.